Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on Ghost Jungle Breaker Rolls for Rag Infused Chaos. In this session, we're building one of those sneaky DNB layers that doesn't shout for attention, but absolutely changes the whole energy of the tune. Think of it like a haunted second drummer tucked underneath your main beat. It's got movement, grime, swing, and a little bit of mischief. Perfect for jungle, rollers, dark step, and anything with that rag of pressure. The goal here is not to write a huge complicated drum pattern. We're making a compact ghost break layer that lives behind your main drums and gives the track a living pulse. It should feel like the track is breathing and twitching, not like the drums are getting crowded. Let's start with the source. Drag in a clean jungle-friendly break. If you already have a break from a sample pack, use that. If not, any break with clear kick, snare, and hat separation will do for now. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, so don't worry about finding the perfect legendary break. A solid usable one is enough. Set your project tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB pocket. If the break feels off, turn warp on and try beats mode so the hits stay punchy and the timing locks in cleanly. If needed, adjust the transient markers so the drum hits still feel sharp. Now duplicate that clip onto a new track and rename it Ghost Break. That name matters, because we want to treat this as a texture layer, not your main drum loop. Next, we're going to slice the break into individual hits. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a beginner, slicing by transients is the easiest way to go. Ableton will create a drum rock, and now each hit is on its own pad. That gives you real control over the rhythm. This is where the ghost part starts. We are not trying to perfectly recreate the original break. We're borrowing its personality and reshaping it into something more selective, more atmospheric, and more dangerous. Now open a 2-bar MIDI clip and build a simple foundation. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then add a few quiet ghost snares just before or after those main hits. Add some light hat or rim slices between the main backbeats. And leave space. This is important. The silence between the hits is part of the groove. A good beginner pattern might have ghost snares around 1.4, 2.3, 3.4, and just before 4, with little hat ticks on offbeats and late 16ths. Keep the main snare strong, with high velocity. Think around 90 to 127. Keep the ghost notes much lower, around 20 to 55. That contrast is what sells the effect. If everything is loud, nothing feels ghostly. Here is the key idea. The main snare is the anchor. The ghost notes are the movement around it. In DNB, that push-pull between strong backbeats and tiny rhythmic flickers is where the energy lies. Now let's add some swing. Open the groove pool and try a light swing groove. Don't overdo it. We want just enough looseness to make the pattern feel played, not grid stiff. A groove amount around 10 to 25% is a good place to start. You can also manually nudge a few ghost hits slightly late. That late feel works really well in rag-infused rhythms. It gives the break that lazy, pressure-heavy pull without losing the drive. If the rhythm starts feeling messy, keep the main hits straight and only move the ghost notes. That keeps the track solid while still adding human feel. Now it's time to shape the sound. Put a EQ8 on the ghost break and high-pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. This keeps the layer out of the way of your kick and sub. In DNB, that low-end separation is everything. Then add a little drum bus. You only need a small amount of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. If the break needs a touch more weight, you can add a little boom, but be careful. We want atmosphere, not another main drum kit. After that, try saturator. Keep it subtle. A small amount of drive can bring out the body of the ghost hits and make them feel dusty and old school. Then use auto filter to darken the layer. A low pass around 6 to 10 kHz can help the break sit behind the main drums and feel more like a shadow than a lead element. If the transients are too sharp, reduce the hit velocity or soften them with drum bus. The goal is not to impress people with how hard the break slaps. The goal is for it to feel like it's coming from a damp warehouse corner, just behind the main beat. Now let's add space. Create a send to reverb with a short to medium decay, maybe around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Keep the send level low. We want depth, not a giant wash. Add a delay return too. Something short and dark, with low feedback. A little slap or ping pong can give the ghost snares a dubby echo, which is great for ragga energy. If you want the tail to stay dark, put auto filter after the reverb or delay on the return track. That keeps the ambience from getting too bright and messy. This is a really useful production trick. A tiny bit of reverb on a ghost snare can make it feel like an echo bouncing through a tunnel or alleyway. That's the kind of atmosphere that gives jungle and ragga DNB their attitude. Now bring the ghost break underneath your main drum loop. Your main kick, snare, and hats should stay strong and simple. The ghost break is there to support the groove, not replace it. A great arrangement move is to bring the ghost layer in during the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase, or use it in the first four bars of the drop and then pull it back. You can also bring it back during switch-ups to refresh the energy. That makes it useful in a few different spots. In an intro, it can slowly wake the track up. In a drop, it keeps the momentum moving. In a transition, it helps carry the listener into the next section. And under a rag of vocal, it can make the beat feel more performed and alive. Next, let's automate some movement. Automate the auto filter cutoff so the layer slowly opens and closes over time. Automate the reverb send on a few key fills. Automate the drum bus dry slash wet slightly between sections if you want the texture to feel more aggressive. And ride the ghost layer volume so it rises into transitions and falls back when the bass gets heavy. A good beginner range for the ghost layer volume is roughly minus 18 dB to minus 10 dB relative to the main drums. If you can immediately notice it as a separate drum part, it's probably too loud. If you mostly feel it rather than hear it, you're in the right zone. That's one of the best coach notes I can give you. Start with fewer hits than you think you need. Beginners often overfill break edits. In this style, a sparse ghost pattern can feel way more dangerous than a busy one. Now check the low end. Use utility to narrow the width if the layer gets too wide or messy. Keep the ghost break mostly mono-friendly, especially in the low and low mid range. Compare the full track with and without the ghost layer at the same loudness. If the bass line suddenly feels weaker, the ghost break is too full or too loud. The rule is simple. The main kick and bass must stay in charge. If you want a faster workflow, resample your best version. Record the ghost break layer onto a new audio track for a few bars, then chop that audio into fills, reverses, or one-shot atmosphere hits. This is a classic DNB move. Once you find a groove that works, commit it to audio and start treating it like a texture bank. You can even reverse one or two ghost slices for a quick lead into a drop. That gives you a gritty old-school feel without needing any third-party tools. A few extra pro moves. Try alternating two ghost patterns across different bars so the loop doesn't feel stuck. Leave intentional gaps. A missing ghost hit can make the next one feel stronger. Swap in one different slice every four bars, like a room hit, rim, or tiny snare flam. If you want a slightly lazier ragga feel, duplicate the snare lane and offset the copy by a few ticks, then keep it very quiet. And if you really want atmosphere, add a very low filtered noise bed under the break, like vinyl hiss or room tone. Keep it subtle. It should feel like air, not static. The big idea here is layering, not looping. Your ghost break should behave like a living texture that changes the groove. It shouldn't feel like a full drum part trying to take over. So let's recap the process. You start with a break. You slice it into individual hits. You program a simple 2-bar ghost pattern. You keep the main snare strong and the ghost notes quiet. You add a little swing and micro timing. You darken it with EQ, saturator, drum bus, and auto filter. You send small amounts to reverb and delay. You place it under your main drum strategically. And you automate a little movement so it feels alive. That's the whole vibe. A faded jungle break ghosting underneath the main beat, adding attitude, syncopation, and atmosphere without stepping on the kick, snare, or bass. For practice, I want you to make three versions of the same ghost break. Version 1 should be dry and simple, with just sliced hits and low velocities. Version 2 should be atmospheric, with EQ, a short reverb send, and some filter movement. Version 3 should be heavier and darker, with saturator, drum bus, and a slightly more aggressive ghost pattern. Then test each version under the same bassline and ragga vocal chop, and listen to how they behave in an intro, a drop, and a switch up. And here's the final test, mute the ghost layer. If the track suddenly loses a lot of energy, you know the part is doing its job. That's the magic of the ghost jungle break roll. It's subtle, but it's powerful. It's loose, but it's controlled. And when you get it right, it makes your DNB feel deeper, meaner, and way more alive.